All our games away from home this year are going to be long journeys. So we left Ballybuffet early this morning at 11:30, and then we had a wee stop in Monaghan and a wee stop in Dublin, and then on down the road as well. We done our best to get the boys prepared. Thought we'd give a good account of ourselves. Very, very little in the game for me. I said at half time to the boys that I thought one goal would win the game, and that's how it panned out. To be fair to Wexford, the last 5-10 minutes, they did put us under a bit of pressure, but we defended extremely well, and look, we're delighted to get the 3 points, but I know it's an old cliche, but it is only 3 points.
Yeah, I think it'd be, you know, it was a strange game. I don't mean strange, it was strange from the point of view that you had your periods of dominance, Wexford had their periods of dominance, and you came out at the start of the second half with a really strong period, and you might have scored then, and then Wexford got into it, so it was that kind of game, wasn't it?
Yes, 100%. We said that at half-time. Both teams were on top for large parts in the game, at different times in the game, and we said that'll probably continue again in the second half. Both teams will have periods in the game where, you know, they'll dominate the game, and when you're on top in that wee period, you need to try and get a goal, because we did say we thought one goal would win the game, and that is how it panned out. But when we were on top, we got the goal. Our left-sided centre-half ends up wide in the left, puts the ball into the box, and we get our goal, and then you always knew that you were going to get a response from Wexford, and that certainly happened. But look, fair play to all the boys at the back. You know, they put in a really good shift and defended really well, and now we have to look forward to the bank holiday weekend. We have two games at Finn Park, both at home, so we have to dust ourselves down, rest up, and then go again.
Would you say that you're finally finding your feet in the First Division? It's difficult, isn't it, having come down?
Yes, it's extremely difficult, and it's also been extremely difficult that we've had to put together a completely new squad. The only player that we have in our ranks is Ryan Rainey. Everybody else is brand new. I think that's went unmissed by a lot of people. You know, we've had to end up signing something like 16, 17 players. So it was always going to take time, and it'll still take time. I've been in the game long enough to know that one win doesn't change everything. But look, what's nice is that over the last 3 weeks, we have been to Kerry, which was a difficult, long journey, and we picked up a point, and then we were able to beat Treaty at home, and then we've been able to come to Wexford and back that up. So what was very pleasing for me is that last week we were told it's the first time that Finn Harps had won at home in 8 months. And the weekend where we won away from home, it was the first time they'd won away from home in something like 10 months. So it's been a tough time, but we have a loyal fan base who come out at home in big numbers every week.
Yeah, and they were great tonight, weren't they? The team went over to them straight away.
They've been to Kerry. They're here again tonight. And no matter where we go, there'll always be some of them there. You know, and through the difficult times, they've stood by the football club. And I think they recognise that this is a very, very young squad. We're probably the second youngest squad in the First Division. So gone are the days of having the really experienced League of Ireland player. It's a very young man's game at the minute, but it's a very young team when you look at the likes of, you know, Alice Farr, Philip De Silva, Shane McGonigal, all under 20. All, you know, you add Kevin Porter into that again, who's only 21 years of age. We're very, very young. But the one thing you get with kids is you get an enthusiasm and you get an honesty. Along with that, you're going to get mistakes, but you know we're happy that we're getting that honesty. And you always want young players always say they never get a chance, they never get an opportunity. Well, they're certainly getting it at Finn Harps this year, and long may it continue.
You might look back on this as the game that's really, you know, now is to back it up. Now is the real challenge, isn't it?
Backing it up's a real challenge. That's what the challenge was after Treaty last week, winning at home to Treaty. The challenge was, can you go and win again? That'll breed confidence for the young players as well. So now the big challenge, as you say, can you go and do it again? It's a very unforgiving league, the League of Ireland. And it's, I think, the First Division, outside maybe Galway and Waterford, who financially are the superpowers. The rest of us, I think it's very much of a muchness, and there's
dog
going to be
dog.
Days. Dog eat dog, and there's going to be days you win and days you don't win, and I think it'll be a roller coaster for the other 8 teams. The top two look strong, but you look through their squad of players that they both have, Waterford and Galway, there's experienced League of Ireland players in both squads, but the rest of us, it's a young squads, hungry, and you're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days.